This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump's main doctor says although the president is not out of the woods yet, he is cautiously optimistic about Mr. Trump's recovery from COVID-19. The president, who has been at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, sent out a video update Saturday.
So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. You don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days.
And several people within Mr. Trump's inner circle, including First Lady Melania Trump, advisor Hope Hicks, and members of Mr. Trump's Republican Party, have also tested positive after all of them attended a ceremony for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett on September 25th. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is cutting his Asia trip short after President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis. Initially, he was supposed to visit Mongolia and South Korea, but instead will only spend time in Japan. In a speech delivered virtually earlier to the Florida Family Policy Council, Pompeo said he was in good health, but that he canceled his in-person appearance at the event out of an abundance of caution. He said he still plans to go to Asia. In a statement, the State Department said Pompeo was expecting to travel to Asia again in October and will work to reschedule the visits in his original itinerary. Pompeo's visit to East Asia, his first to the region in over a year, comes at a time when U.S. ties with Beijing are at the worst in decades. Republican members of the U.S. Senate on Saturday sought to call off legislative work until October 19th as the coronavirus reached into their ranks. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the confirmation hearings for